From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Iraq's special forces entered Mosul city limits Tuesday. They're advancing toward its more urban center and are encountering fierce resistance by Islamic State group fighters who hold the city, according to an Iraqi special forces general. The troops by noon local time were only 800 meters from the Karama district. U.S. defense spokesman Peter Cook on Monday said they were pleased with the progress made thus far.
We have seen reports from Iraqi forces that they are in some places less than a kilometer from Mosul itself. While distance is not the best measure of the fight ahead and the coalition is prepared for difficult fighting ahead, there is no question that counter-ISIL forces continue to have the momentum in this fight.
The troops' advance could be the start of a grueling and slow operation. Russia's defense minister said Tuesday a Western failure to rein in violent Islamists in Syria had indefinitely delayed the resumption of peace talks. The minister says rebels backed by Western governments had attacked civilians in Aleppo despite a pause in Russian and Syrian air attacks. Pakistani opposition leader Imran Khan has called off a mass protest aimed at shutting down the capital and forcing the resignation of the prime minister. Khan announced Tuesday that he was calling off his Million Men rally a day before it was due to take place in Islamabad. He says his supporters should instead celebrate victory. With a week to go until Election Day, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are storming battleground states Tuesday. Trump was scheduled to speak in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, and Clinton is in the must-win state of Florida. You could follow VOA's live election coverage on Tuesday, November 8th at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi arrived in Tokyo Tuesday. She's there for talks with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. A Japanese foreign ministry official says the focus of the talks will be on economic assistance and Myanmar's peace-building process with its ethnic minorities. Japan hopes to build a better business environment in Myanmar by offering infrastructure support, as more than 300 Japanese companies currently operate there. The largest gasoline pipeline in the United States remained shut off Tuesday in the state of Alabama after an explosion killed one and injured five. Fire crews are battling to control the resulting wildfire. The blaze broke out Monday in Shelby County after an excavator being used by contractors hit the Colonial Pipeline and sparked an explosion, according to a company statement. The pipeline outage had an immediate impact on the commodities markets, lifting crude futures. Venezuela's government and opposition have agreed to hold Vatican-mediated talks on their deepening political crisis. Both sides pledged to create commissions to address the crippled economy, electoral schedule, human rights, and the rule of law. That's the Venezuelan president, Nicolás Maduro, who said the process of dialogue for peace must go toward the common interest of the country, and he hopes for good results. At least 9 people were killed and 59 wounded Tuesday in Pakistan when a gas cylinder exploded and started a fire inside an oil tanker. Officials say the tanker was being broken up for scrap at a ship-breaking yard in Baluchistan province west of Karachi. The Baluchistan Home Secretary, in comments to reporters, has ruled out a deliberate attack. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif expressed his deep grief and sorrow over the incident. Meanwhile, India and Pakistan Tuesday say there are at least 19 deaths in recent cross-border firings along the disputed region of Kashmir. Tensions have run high since a September cross-border raid on an army base killed 19 Indian soldiers. Meanwhile, on the diplomatic front, relations are at a low point after recent tit-for-tat expulsions of diplomats. Morocco arrested 11 people in the death of a fish seller. Mushin Fikri, 31, was accidentally crushed to death Friday in Al Hoceimeh as he reportedly tried to protest against authorities seizing and destroying his wares. His death sparked widespread demonstrations, according to prosecutors Tuesday. The suspects include fisheries and veterinary officials. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.